James, what do you believe is the number one issue in the Chapel Hill Carrboro School District that needs to be addressed?
I think for a long time it's been, but certainly today continues to be the achievement gap. I think that we believe we are the best district in the state, and that if we really want to be a truly great district, we've got to make sure that we're living up to our promise to serve all students. And the achievement gap shows that we're not doing that today. And that's the one thing that I'd like to see us do better at.
How do you intend to address that and some of the other issues facing the district?
Well, the long-range plan that Dr. Forsella has put in front of us includes several strategies to address that. I think the first one is really the most important, which is improved instruction in every single classroom. And all of our professional development is focused on that today. There are even accountability measures that we'd like to see that make sure that happen. But that's what we have control over. And so when we think about the achievement gap, there's a lot of things with poverty and race that we don't have control over. But what we have control over is the quality of that teacher and what he or she is doing in the classroom every single day. And that's what Dr. Forsell is clearly focused on, and I think that's what the district ought to be focused on.
And as a member of the school board, how are you going to make sure that all the voices of the Chapel Hill Carrboro District are heard?
Well, one of the issues on the long-range plan as well is one of trust. And we have a long history with some of our families in the district, particularly people that have been here for a long time, parents who may have gone here as students, I've talked to parents who can't even bring themselves to walk in a door because they have bad memories of how they were treated in those same buildings when they were kids. And I know that's really hard to overcome, but I think if we build a culture of trust from the board all the way down to every single person in the classroom, that will help. That will help at least allow us to be open to conversation, listening in both directions, and making changes based on what we hear.
And what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
I don't know that there's anything that is specific to me as much as I bring a variety of skills. I know that Dr. Brownstein has a background in social justice with Justice United, as I do. I know that Andrew Davidson has an IT background, as I do. Ignacio Zumas has a business background and is interested in finance issues, as I am as well. I have a math major by training, I guess, and so I think about those numbers a lot and I focus on them. But so I don't know that there's any one thing that separates me from all of them, but I think I have all good qualities across the board that I bring to the board, and it's a different perspective. It's one of the things that makes this board really great is a variety of perspectives. We have two doctors on the board. Unfortunately, we'll be losing Greg McKelveen, who is a management guru and brings a lot of that skill to the table. It takes that mix of skills, and I think I personally have a mix of interests and things that I like to focus on.